proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Jody, get out of your phone.
Oh, she's got the old person phone case on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the font.
Oh, is it huge?
Yeah. Seat out in the parking lot. Yeah.
Truckers are reading it. Trying to figure out where to get fuel.
Is that a wallet attached to your phone? But it looks like the wallet is like straining to stay clean.
Right. It's not supposed to have that much stuff in it.
you can see the bulge on the top of the phone.
Y'all mind y'all's business.
Little friend Jenny has one. It keeps all of her stuff in. And she looked at Jody's and she goes, "Let me see that." And she goes, "Damn, no wonder it's so heavy." Because Jody's like, "When I put this case on there, it's just so heavy now."
My phone's bigger too.
Yeah. She's got, she's got a file cabinet attached to it.
Yeah. Kind of.
Man.
My life's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Regis, you say you have something for extra, extra funny that's nasty?
Yeah. So, this is pretty nasty. But it relates back to a story we were talking about a couple weeks ago. There's this Olympic swimmer that got kicked out of the Olympic Village this year. Kicked out of the Olympics because they said she created a uncomfortable Olympic Village environment. She's super hot. She's from Paraguay.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since getting kicked out, she started an OnlyFans. Body is, shredded, blonde hair, blue eyes, like real pretty. And now she's got this OnlyFans account. And apparently, there is a large group of people on the internet that loved her feet. Like foot freaks were watching Olympic swimming because
they're all barefoot. Yeah.
They're all barefoot and they apparently love her feet. So the company Real Doll contacted her publicly and said, "Hey, we would like to make a model of your feet, just your feet."
Oh, yeah. Sell She's them. The one that they did that. Yeah.
And they were going to sell a pair of her feet, just the model of her foot, $3,500 a pair. Or you could buy 1 foot for $2,000.
Right. So it just looks like amputated feet.
Cut off hard at the ankle, made of silicone, but lifelike and in her exact, form.
Mm.
But just the foot. And we were like, who the hell is spending $3,500 on a pair of feet? Number two, what are you doing with the feet? I mean, are you just like sucking on the toes? Are you using your, using them on yourself.
Anything that you can think of, that's what they're doing.
I couldn't even think of what they were doing.
Probably walking around with it through the house everywhere they go, setting a plate for it. Like,
ew.
It's like, Adam's here, family.
Yeah, here, foot.
Yeah.
How is your
So did
steak?
She do that?
She hasn't. They put out this letter publicly, so they were trying to get a little PR and ask her, and they said she could sign one and make an extra $500, and they're going to give her 20%. I don't believe she's responded yet, but if you've already got an OnlyFans, I think our point was, if you're already doing OnlyFans, why not sell a model of your feet? It's not even your private parts.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the Real Doll website, and I'm finding out you can just buy feet on here.
Ew.
And they're modeled after different people and stuff like that. But then you can... And do you know what a real doll is, Jody?
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
It's a lifelike representation of a person. It's a sex doll.
Okay.
And they cost about $10,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're the most lifelike anybody has ever come up with for a sex doll.
Yeah, and they weigh hundreds of pounds.
Really?
And they've got parts that you can swap out for different... But they look real.
$10,000.
Yeah. And they supposedly feel as close to, human as possible.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's some wild people out there.
They're thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, if you venture in a little bit further into this website, you start to see the feet you can buy. You can swap out the different mouths with different colors of lipstick. But then it gets super weird. You can go into the accessories part and find the repair kit for your doll.
I mean, you've been rough on it.
What's in that repair kit?
Paint.
Okay.
Silicone glue.
Oh.
Popsicle sticks to apply the glue and paint. That'll cost you $180. It's got the squirt bottles. They will match the skin tone. But then they also sell the super repair kit, which is double that. This is $120, different shades, so you pick your doll's skin tone, and they'll send you the paints to go with it. But is that not creepier than just having the real doll?
Yeah, if you have to do surgery on it.
You
walk in and somebody's doing surgery on their real doll because they've been too rough on it.
Well, if you go in and somebody allows you to see their real doll, then, I mean, you're just as bad as they are.
True. That's probably true. They sell a doll cleaning kit. This is the standard cleaning kit we send out with each new doll, now available for purchase online. This kit can be used with any doll or female torso product. Includes a douche bulb, a cleanser, and 4 ounces of ID lube and instructions. That'll run you $180. The doll cleaning kit.
Yeah, because you would need that. Yeah,
goodness.
You're sitting around on a Saturday night douching your doll. I mean, just end it, right?
Right. Yeah. You need to be in the hospital.
So sick.
Right.
Calling somebody a douche ball is a pretty good insult, I think.
A douche bulb.
Douche bulb.
I think ball, too. Yeah.
That's a good one, too, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's just bizarre. And, I mean, these are like attachments. I don't even want to show these to the camera, but they're horrific.
Yeah. But can you imagine? Because, you know, Jody keeps up with our finances and everything, and she knows if I stop on the way home from work and fill my truck up with gas and buy a Slim Jim. Can you imagine if she's looking at her computer through those big giant reading glasses and she says, what did you spend $3,500 on?
At Real Doll.
Yeah.
What's
a real doll? And then it's just, you know, Amazon or UPS delivers it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's one of the real dolls that they sell. This is a pre-made. You can customize them and the price goes up.
Freaky.
Yeah.
Jody, would you rather would you rather walk in, not necessarily me, but just generic husband, would you rather walk in on your husband making the relations with one of those things or an actual woman?
I think an actual woman, because you got some head problems if you're messing with that.
Yeah.
Or flip it. What if you walked in and saw Jody hooking up with Johnny number one? Look at him. They make guys too. It's not just
that. I like where his hand placement is.
He's going right there.
Yeah, the Al Bundy look. Uh-huh. But here's my question with that. How strong do they have to be to move that man doll around?
I know.
How much does he cost?
A couple thousand. A couple thou.
That is so.
And this guy, let me see how much he weighs. It's over 100. It's over 100 pounds. I know that.
You got to feel like you're with a man, 100 pounds.
Yeah, the man one probably might be lighter just because they know who might be using it. You know,
I think the man one is for men.
Maybe.
Could be.
Yeah, he weighs 110 pounds. If you get the muscular guy.
Yeah.
If you like the runner build, he might go down to 95.
Wait, the muscular's 110?
Yeah.
Give me the fat one.
Give me the big fat.
Save $20.
Is there only one style of fella?
No, there's a bunch of guys here.
Oh, you got to have all the different flavors.
I'm going on that website today.
Jody would do something different with the hair. I know that because that guy's hair was terrible.
Okay, well, here's Lucas. Now, this one's more graphic.
Name?
But he's more like, if you're more into like a Jason Statham. Now, this is a graphic image. They don't have any other options, but that's what Lucas looks like.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got his penis
That's
out.
Gross.
Yeah. Hmm. Sorry. I know it's crude, but.
I don't like it.
You don't? You're confirming that? What? Well, I thought you would have loved it, Joe.
Yeah, thank God. I was sitting here worried.
What would you do
and
if you...
And he's sitting so weird.
Yeah.
What would you do if your son... You found your son had one?
Oh, my God. We'd go to therapy pronto.
Is that worse? Would it be worse for your son or for TJ to have one?
Son.
Okay. I thought maybe.
Really? So there's a chance I could get one?
Have at it, buddy.
You wouldn't want to work all day and then come home to see a guy like this. He's bent over the couch with his
drawers halfway down,
butt hanging out. Like, welcome home, honey. Yeah. I know you missed me.
Looks like the little copper tone girl.
Yeah, that looks like a copper tone girl.
Ew, that is so weird.
That might be. You might be right, TJ. That might be for guys.
Yeah. didn't take a top-notch detective to figure that out.
I think you're right.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.